We are continue reading from Sefer Ketuvim LeDorot, on page Yud Zayin. We're continuing with the story of the history of the Tar Niarim, which is called, in other words, the Medura Kama that we find in Etz Chaim. Hine, Bestimut Dvorim Elu, Nireh Shesefer Etz Chaim Shenota B'yad Rav Shmuel Vital, Hu Medura Batcha. Because we spoke about at the end of last time we spoke about the Shmona Sha'arim. Shmona Sha'arim was not at all what was given to Rabbi Shua ben Nun to copy, which was called the Tanya Medura Kama, but rather this was a more mahuda, much more well thought out, well edited edition of the what's called the Etz Chaim, which was finally called the Shmona Sha'arim, which was passed over directly from Rav Chaim Vital with all his blessing to Rav Shmuel Vital, and ask him to now to send this out to the Gedolei Hador. Now this is what's called not Medura Kama but rather Medura Batra. Ve'anu katavnu le'el shu Medura Kama, but for all type of persons looking at the incomplete history, the way we look at it is really only part and parcel of the first Medura. Ulam, בהמשך דיבר הרב מאיר פפירש זצל, שם מוכח להדע כמו שכתבנו, שכתב וכתבי המדור הבטחה שנגדלו ונגדזו על ידי הרב אברהם אזולאי. We know that eventually that רב אברהם אזולאי, which was the great grandfather of the Chida, was able to, he had a merit to find Ksavim, the rest of the Ksavim of Chaim Vital hidden away in Geniza, which he had under his possession quite a long time, till he finally passed it over to Rav Yaakov Tzemach, again one of the Gedolei Mekubalim at the time, also a Talmid of Rav Chaim Vital. She'ein b'sefer Etz Chaim she'biyad Rav Shmuel Vital. We find that these particular writings that Avraham Azulai found was not at all in the hands of Rav Shmuel Vital, and Rav Shmuel Vital actually didn't even know anything about them. Va'afilu remez b'hem, he wasn't even remez b'hem in his Rav Shmuel Vital, when he printed out the Shmona Sha'arim, he didn't bring any mention to the rest of the Ksavim, which was in Geniza. וכאשר יתברו אמיתות דברים אלו לכמן, as I'll explain to, as I'll bring proofs to this point, אם ראיות ברורות בסייעת השמיים, אלא מוכח שקרא הרב מאיר פפירש בספר עץ חיים מדורא בתרא. לגבי קונטרסטים מהקיצור, ולגבי ספר הדרושים והכוונות והליקוטים, שהם מרודו כמה די כמה, ועץ חיים הוא מדורא בתרא די מדורא כמה. אבל הקצבים נתגלו מגניזה הם מדור בתרא באמת. So Rav Yaakov Hillel, in order to make sense and order of all the different ksavim of coming out through various different tekufot, has given them names. Okay, so it's as follows. We find a period of the Tal Niyarim that again was a 600 parchments that was the first draft of Rav Chaim Vital. That is definitely called Medura Kama. Then you had an edition, which is called Etz Chaim, which is, we know it as the Shmona Sha'arim. This edition was a much more well-edited edition, was given from Shmuel, was given from Rav Chaim Vital to his son Shmuel Vital in order to publish. That he calls Medura Batra, the Medura Kama. It's really part and parcel of the first Medura, but a better edition. And then finally, and this takes precedence over the Kuntras, the Katsir, which was just the bullet points, the first original draft, from which Rav Vital took away from him without expanding on those thoughts whatsoever. And as I said, from the Tal Niyarim, which later on developed these Talmid Chachamim, developed this Sefer Drushim, Sefer Kavona, Sefer Likutim, that was part and parcel of the Medura Kama proper, which he calls Medura Kama, the Medura Kama. And again, the Shmona Sha'arim is Medura Kama, the Medura Batra, the Medura Kama. And finally, what was found from the hands of Rav Aharon Azulai, and which was given later on to Rav Tzemach, which is part and parcel of the Otsot Chaim and so on and so forth, the other Ksavim, that is called Medura Kama, Medura Batra proper. Yeah. Excuse me. Now, I'm a chida zah b'shem gedolim. Now the chida writes over there in shem gedolim by Archo Shel Rav Chaim Vital. It works under names. There's two chalakim over there in shem gedolim. One which is categorized under the gedolim under the names. Also an edition which is considered. Also the second edition is under the svarim. So in the first chelik of the shem gedolim. Under the name of Chaim Vital, there you find as follows. The Chida says as follows: the 30 shana sheyatzu leor shmone sha'arim. It's been already 30 years that the shmone sha'arim, which was given again from Rav Chaim Vital's hand directly into Shmuel Vital's hand, misudarim ben Rav Chaim Vital, more Rabbeinu, more na Rav Shmuel Vital, ve'aleim yesh lismoch. It says the chida that you can, no problem, you can read it. Yesh ma lismach. No external intervention was placed in that. Ach ein b'sha'arim aniskar medura batra. But in that's not a complete set of the writings because it doesn't have medura batra. Ki machot tziva leganza, because the Rav Chaim Vital ordered that they should be buried. Uba liyad morei Rav Yaakov Tzemach, or moreinu Rav Meir Papirishkatz. Which I'm not, if I'm not mistaken, was a Ramah Meir Papirish, was a Talmud of Rabbi Yaakov Tzemach. They, Minushamayim, were given the schut given the schut to get these ksavim directly from Rabbi Avraham Azulai. ולכן תמצא בספר דרך עץ חיים, שסידה רב מאיר פפירש, רב מאיר פפירש, put them together, הנזכר בהקדמות, וזה הסבר קורין אותו הכל עץ חיים. So Rav Meir Papirish later on took what he found Shmon Sha'arim, and also he took the other ksavim that he got from Rav Yaakov Tzemach and put into a huge volume called the Etz Chaim, which originally was called the Der Etz Chaim. חידושים רבים ועמוקים אשר אינם בשאר הקדמות. Again, sorry, I made a mistake. The Shmon Sha'arim was not included in this. But rather, Shmon Sha'arim, for example, one of the Sha'arim is called Sha'ak Damot. Sha'ak Damot came by the hands of Shmuel Vital, was not included in this book. Ki lo haya b'yad Rav Shmuel Vital medura batra. ולכן הרוצה ללמוד בספרים היותר מדויקים ללמוד משמונה שערים שסידר רב שמור ויתר. So if you have a choice, says the Chida, to learn between the later chalakim or the previous chalakim, says the Rav Chaim Vital, says the Chida, interesting enough, that you should learn from the Shmona Sha'arim, which is a direct transmission from Rav Chaim Vital to Shmuel Vital. V'derech Etz Chaim, Sider Rav Meir Papirish Nikra Etz Chaim, Shebo Hamedura Batra. Again, not to exclude one from the other, it's a different edition. Now, Ach Le'ina Medura Kama Lashon Sha'ak Damot Hu Yoter Miyofe. Or Mesudar, says the Chida, but you understand the Medura Kama is a better edition. It's written more, it's more clear. Vinir shelashon shak damotu Medura achirit mitziyata. Now the shak damotu is something in between. Okay, that's the Ad Kan Lashonah of the Chida. V'dvarim uchachim k'mosh ketav v'siyat v'shay shak damotu Medura batra de kama. That we have something in between called the Sha'ak Damot, which is not here, not there. It's Medura Batra, the Medura Kama. V'ayinu mitziyata denaket gonatzum. The Chida. Now, gam nire, shema shekotuv ha-meir papirash zal, shemeshech eschim shana v'yotor nitasik ha-Rav Chaim Vital b'ktivat madurot, ha-kavana gam le-Medura Batra. What took him 20 years and more to write, that he was working as well on not only the Medura Kama, but also working on Medura Batra. Now let's go more into depth into the Shmona Sha'arim of the Rav Shmuel Vital. הנה, כפי שנכתב במשך בעזרת השם, הסכימה דת או דת עליון של רב מור חיים ויטל, זה להוריש לדורות הבאים את תורת קבלת ששמעו מרבו זל, כפי שכתבה בספר עץ חיים. כפי, רב חיים ויטל, even though he kept it under his very tight possession and did not leak any information out whatsoever, but nevertheless he knew eventually it would leak out, and his task was to leak something out, but it has to be done in the proper form and structure. Therefore he spent most of his time rewriting the Ksavim of Chaim, of the Arizal, and finally composed what's called the Etz Chaim. Now, the question is, what is Etz Chaim composed of? We saw various editions. וכשאמור היה סוף כתיבה הראשונה שלו, this was at the end of his first writing experience, ועדיף נוסח ספרו זה על שאר נוסחות שכתב אחר כך לטעמים הכמוסים עמו. Now the truth of the matter is, the first writings actually has an advantage over his later writings. So the later writings he actually hid more information that he did in the first his first writing. וכשם נכתב בעזרת השם, אז רב יעקב הילר will explain to us. ולכן מטרה זו לא מסר ליד בנו, וממילא מקומו נאמן ביתו שמו ויטל זל, אלא ספר עץ חיים בלבד. הוא פקד עליו הודות באחיות מסירה שנתן על שכמו לדורות הבאים. Therefore, that's why he gave the Rav Shmuel Vital a more mehudet edition of the Etz Chaim, which is called Shmuel Nesha'arim. אכן, Rav Shmuel Vital Zal שמל פיקודנו בנימתו יתרה. And Rav Shmuel was in the same derech, the same shittas of his father, to keep it tightly under his grip. ונהגו בו כמנהג האביב הקדוש שלימו בתכלית מעין כל חי, and he kept it away from everybody, ולא מוסרו להעתקה, and he did not allow anybody to copy it, אפילו לעין, even not even to have a look at it, אלא לאותם החכמים שלמדנו שלומדו אימו בעתים יהודים, only those great תלמיד החכמים which he had special קביעות with them, להם היה קורא מתוך ספר עץ חיים. אולם מאידך כאביב התמסר גם הוא להשלים עריכת הספר כפי יש סכימה דעתו יותר נאות מעולה. And nevertheless, like his father, he himself added an addition to what was called the Shmona Sha'arim. והתיקו מחדש ושלימו באיזה השמטות, תוספות, מצב, כתב יד. And he added in various things, as we'll read soon, exactly addition to the Shmona Sha'arim which we received from his father. ואיזה הרתקות בכתבי הרב הגדול אריזל בעצמו. And he brought in as well some examples from the actual writings of the Arizal himself. ואיתרו בהגתיו קשריו צניעיו עד שהוציא מתחת ידו את סדרת השמונה שערים המצויים בקבלה. And therefore we find what's now called the Shmona Sha'arim. That's a complete set, which again this is the with the addition of Rav Shmuel Vital himself. המפורסמים בכל ישראל ודייקנותם ונימתם, and it's very very מדויק, very authentic, כמקור ראשון, like from its original or from its come from and directly from the Arizal, ומוסמך והמוסמך ביותר בהלכה בקבלה ביותר הרי, and it's very very authentic. ומן השמיים זכירו הרב שמואל ויטל ובספריו הם נתקבלו ברבים, ואילו ספר עץ חיים, and this is a synonymous with the word עץ חיים, כפי שערכו אביו הקדוש לא התפרסם. This is what הרב חיים ויטל did not מפרסם, but שמואל ויטל had the זכות to give this over to כלל ישראל. והנה איקה שינוי שבעריכתו של שמואל ויטל הוא במה שחילק את שמונה שערים באופן אחר שאביו. That he split, what exactly did he do over and above with his father? He divided the chapters differently. דהיינו שהוא פיזר את שער ראשון כתבי אריזל בעצמו בכל שמונה שערים. The first shah that he received from the Arizal, he split it into 8 parts. Kol keta ve'ina b'mokom shehu shayach l'umat ze chelek et shar mamri Rashbi, and then split into the following: shar mamri Rashbi, shar mamri Chazal, le'shnei sharim. He split into two instead of keeping it all into one chelek. Ve'od, what else did he do? Od shinoi ikrei u'mashmauti shebe'arichuto hu shepizar gam et drushei shmunat achaverim. And therefore, what did he do? And we know that Rav Chaim Vital, before he left Tzfat, he took all the ktsavim of his chaverim, the talmidim Arizal, and he took them with him to Damascus. And what did Shmuel Vital did? He included them now in this edition called Shmona Sha'arim. Ela she'al rov tziyen aleihem ba'ara ha'ktuva b'gilo neged otam drushim ha'kta'im reshit tivot shin mem mem shin mem. What does that mean? Rutsuloma b'shem mori להודיע שרב חיים ויטל זל קיבל דרושים אלו מזולתו משם רבו ארי. והכתוב מאורחות בספרי הדפוס נתפס בציון אלו. ובסמוך נעתיק לשונו הרב שמו ויטל בהקדמתיו שבתוכם למדנו את שיטת עריכתו וככל הנעל. So he didn't just place all the Talmid, the Talmid Arizal, and put them together with the writings of Shmuel Chaim Vital, but rather he placed them at the end very distinctly, and he put a siman to show which one of the writings of his fathers and which one of the writings of Talmidim, so that one person, as he's learning, can differentiate between the two Talmidim. Okay, and then Sashem, tomorrow will explain more exactly how did Rav Shmuel Vital improve the writings of his fathers and get a better understanding of the Shmona Sha'arim. Okay, so we'll stop it now.